Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing? Today we want to look at a little quick thing. We find it in Matthew's Gospel. We also find it in Luke's. If we were to read it in Greek, we find that they're slightly different. The English gets translated the same, but the impact somewhat distinctive one from the other. But out of these two, we're going to look at Matthew's today. And that comes from Matthew chapter 25. It's the familiar parable on the talents. So if I could have somebody begin reading at verse 14 through verse 30 of Matthew 25, I'd certainly appreciate it.
The parable of the bags of gold. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I know that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed? Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags, for whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hi, thoughts, comments, feedback, first impressions.
For me, it talks about a lot about money. For me, that's the it's like the gems and jewels, that knowledge and wisdom, understanding God gives you, and recognizing the fact that even in your past life, you were separated from God. You even knew some of this stuff. You still chose to not be part of this, not be a servant. You still had his hand on you, he still blessed you. And you see that later as you step on the outside and you look in, you see all that. You see the God throughout your life when you were doing the farthest from what God even had to do. You were being very fake, being very the last thing you were supposed to be created to be. I think it, once you get it, once you have it, once you recognize it, what are you going to do to it? Are you going to hold on to it? Are you going to hoard it? Are you going to hold it back from people? Well, now you got it, or you're going to invest it, you're going to give it, you're going to spread it, you're going to help the next generation show them these things that God's given you. Or you're just going to hold on and wait till you can do your great escape and get out of this crappy world and hold on to these bags of gold. For me, I've been escaping all these years. This place sucks, so I'm going to use alcohol, I'm going to use drugs. That's my escape. For the moment, I'm going to feel good for a moment because I know this, and I know I'm saved, and I know I've been baptized, and I'm good. So I'll get to heaven. I've done enough good things to outweigh the bad. Meanwhile, I'm going to hold this onto this and do what I want to do. It doesn't work that way. It says you throw it out, but then you actually do it.
Kind of makes us our own little gods, huh? We get to judge whether or not we're going to make it. I've done enough, so I think I should make it to heaven.
I myself, God's entrusted me with a lot in my life. And I have been too faithful back and, thankful. You know, he entrusted me with two beautiful daughters. So far, I don't know. And, but now I'm trying to, I got to get out all this evil stuff and stop trying to escape my inside stuff, that, like what Zach was just talking about. Instead of putting in that work and work, not just work inside, but just work in general. And do what I'm designed to be. Be that father that he thinks I can be. I just got to start believing it. Myself, which I am more. But,
I think for me, I think this is like about having faith and trust that God is going to, that everything's going to be alright and he's going to take care of me. I think the third man here who only got one bag was scared that he wasn't going to get anything back on his investment. If he were to invest that in something and getting it back, I think he was scared. He didn't have faith that, he would have gotten a return on that. He didn't have faith in God, and I think that's why God said what he said to him.
Now we get it. We all tell ourselves, I'm assuming that there's these three servants. We try to relate to the first two because they come out better off in the end. And really, we haven't even been given anything yet, except for what we already have. Right now, we're just working on getting to that point to where we can be trusted with any amount of wealth. We don't even have a foundation laid down. Barely. We're laying a couple bricks. That's it. So we sit here. At the end it says, whoever does not have even what they have will be taken away from here. Though that worthless servant outside in the darkness where the will be weeping, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The depth of that is, what do we have? All we have is gold work. We don't have nothing. I know me, I complain a lot around here about stupid things. And sometimes I get caught up, look at me, I'm 9 months clean, I'm doing the Jesus thing. I'm getting paid off, I got 10 bags of gold now. I think we're supposed to do that anyways. 9 months clean has nothing to do with it. It is important. Really, what do we have?
Anybody else?
I think it was more about the master looking at all three of the servants and looking at how the servants reacted when he gave them the money. Five bags of gold. So he gave one servant more than he gave the other two, just for the simple fact that he may have had more trust in that one servant over the other two, and he gave the other two bags to see how he would respond, and then he gave the last servant the one bag. The one servant, he was more concerned about what the master was doing as far as he scattered his seed. He said he was a hard man. He went to dig seed where he just wasn't allowed to go or something like that. You harvesting where you have not sown, and you gather where you have not scattered seed. So the last servant, he was more worried about what he was doing. I guess it was by illegal means or something like that. And so he was just more focused on that instead of focusing on the responsibility at hand. And so it was like it was just different levels of trust that he had with each servant. And I think that he already knew what the overall outcome would be, just for the simple fact he gave one more than the other, he gave an extra more than the last.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody? Okay. things here. Thalatanos is one of the Greek words that Matthew interacts here. From the Greek language, it would have to do with your skills, your ability. All right. Luke uses the Greek word minus, which has to do with a financial currency. Because Matthew overlaps them, you have to appreciate a talent was equivalent, one talent was equivalent to 15 years' wages according to what your skill level was. So to one, he gave 75 years' worth of an entire lifetime, according to his ability. Second one, you know, what is that? 45, 50 years worth. Right. And one is just 15 years. That's still a lot of money. It's something, even if you looked at our current economy, you know, minimum wage. Imagine 75 years worth of minimum wage. It's predicated on what your ability, talent is, right, your skill set. So a couple things, then, right? Zach, or Tyler, I think you brought up an interesting point. I think Randy tried to run with it a little bit, but what if we inverted this? I mean, stop and think about it. If somebody gave me, you know, this whole idea of five talents, you know, 75 years worth of wages. We tend to presume that there's going to be 100% investment. But what if it's only 50%? Wouldn't the 50% still be greater than what the guy did with his one talent? So there's almost less risk with more talent. Right? If I have 75 years worth of wages, and I only invest 10 years, the return on that is still greater than somebody who had 15 years worth of wages and invested nothing, correct? Yeah. If I only invested 1%, whether I have 5 or 3, it's still greater. So there is less, in other words, if you have more talent, can you not sometimes be less risky with your investment and still get a greater return? It's interesting how we all want to come to the text presuming that the expectation is 100% investment. See, the problem with the last guy is he didn't invest in not even 1%.
You know, he hoarded it, so to speak.
Well, I think you rightly identify that this is, he's fearful. But won't you be fearful? I mean, if you got 5 and you got 3, and I'm sitting now, I have 1. If I screw up my 1, I lose everything. Right. You have 5, so you got 4 to play with.
Makes sense.
That's where I think it's about
faith. I'm not saying that our expectation is wrong. I do think, you know, what Kevin's talked about, this does have something to do with the master. I mean, the one who provides you with the gift set, the skill, the ability, all right, to manage what's been entrusted to you. The expectation of any master is going to be, I want 100% return. I'm pretty sure, you know, you take a football coach, Jim Harbaugh, I my guess is he expects nothing less than 100%. From his offensive line for 60 minutes every Saturday. Anything less is unacceptable. How are you doing with your 100%? Well, all right, gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.